Hi there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. If you've been following this week by week or over a period of time, you'll hopefully be in tune with what we're saying from the life records of Jesus as written by Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke's diaries, I call them at times. I hope you're following this. Last week we spoke about what's the foundation for our life. This week I want to speak about something Jesus said about a man. I wonder if it would be applicable to me. I wonder if it would be applicable to you. We're reading Luke chapter 7, and we're reading at the end of verse 9, and Jesus makes this statement, "I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." This is one of the classic stories of Scripture. It says at the beginning of the chapter that when Jesus had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. And when he had heard of Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed." Now this is an amazing part of the story, because this man has approached Jesus. He's heard that Jesus of Nazareth does miracles. Maybe you don't believe that stuff. I do. I don't just believe it because the Bible teaches it, though that is my primary record. I believe it because there are 39 external historical sources that confirm that Jesus did live, that Jesus did miraculous things, that he died on a cross, that he rose from the dead. And you can go and look at those records just to see exactly the record that was kept about the life of Christ, different people that wrote concerning him. We're not going into that in great detail at the moment, but that is evidence that is there. This man believed that Jesus could do the miraculous, but he was a military man and he was used to people obeying his instructions. So he says to Jesus, here's an amazing thing. He says, "Just say a word and my servant shall be healed." They believed that Jesus could do the miraculous, could heal his servant. He says, "I'm a man set under authority. I have soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he does what I tell him. To another, come, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does it." So he believed in the supernatural. He believed that Jesus not only was powerful in his own right, but he had those who worked for him, those who were angels, those who were behind the scenes doing things that he instructed them to do. Now, I don't know where your faith lies today, but Jesus commended the faith of this man and said, "I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Now, faith is based on fact. It's based on evidence. It's based on the record of the life of Christ. It's historically accurate and substantial information, but believed by faith. I wonder today whether you have the faith of this man to understand that Jesus Christ can make you right with God, can bring you into a living relationship with the living God, can bring you eternal life, and can set your destiny for the next life. Faith, not in a phantom, not in a fable, but in a person, Jesus Christ. The one who died for you, the one who gave himself upon the cross, the one who rose from the dead, the one whom history records his birth, life, death, and resurrection. I trust you will, and trust that God would bless you. Thanks again for listening to this recording.